Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for listening. However you have found us tonight, you could be plugged into the Odyssey app. I know the downloads fast and furious. People need it on their devices. Sirius XM, Channel 375, affiliates throughout the continent. Many of you here on purpose. Many of you also possibly here on accident, but we're happy to have you no matter how and why and where you are listening from. I'm Bart Winkler. Again, alongside me is Carlos Ortiz. Marco Belletti on the updates. We'll have some NBA discussion here in the first hour. Sean Powell of NBA.com will join us for his thoughts on Pacers Thunder. And also take a look at the teams that got knocked out, the Timberwolves and the Knicks, and what they might be up to in these interesting off seasons that teams are being presented with, because there's not a lot of maneuvering they can do. A lot of teams up against the cap. There's a first apron, there's a second apron, which limits the amount of moves that they can make. So it's not like, you know, a team like the Cavs or even the Knicks or the Timberwolves can try to add somebody and get better. They got to make sure they can keep what they have if they want to keep what they have. I know there's some good discussion about that going on with a lot of different teams. We'll also talk about the Colorado Rockies. They won tonight. So they have their 10th win of the season. So that needs to be celebrated some way, somehow. And then look around the NFL with a kind of surprise retirement from Detroit. And then a curious case of what's going on in Atlanta at their quarterback position. So plenty to get into throughout the evening. We're with you for 4 hours each weekday night. Again, here on the Infinity Sports Network. We know the result of the Stanley Cup, at least the matchup. We knew that going into the weekend. Edmonton and Florida will have a rematch. Florida now in their third straight Stanley Cup finals. We were uncertain about how the NBA finals would shape up, or at least who the opponent would be for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Saturday night, the Knicks and the Pacers got together, and if the Knicks would have won, they'd probably be about halftime right now in game number 7 in New York, but it was not to be as the Pacers beat up on the Knicks 125-108. The beating up came in the third quarter, which is interesting because that's the Thunder's big quarter. So we'll see how these two teams match up starting on Thursday. Knicks only down 4 at halftime, but then the Pacers started to chip away, and they won this game. This was a good microcosm of how they win most games. We talk a lot about the Pacers. We talk about their depth. We talk a lot about the Pacers. We talk about how they answer everybody's punch, and they do a good job at quelling the momentum of the other team when they do start to go on a run. It was about as on brand as a game that you could have for the Indiana Pacers on Saturday. They had seven guys put up double figures. So it just shows you how they spread out with their scoring. Pascal Siakam led the way with 31. Tyrese Haliburton had 21. Off the bench, Obi Toppin had 18. You had Andrew Nembhard with 14. Miles Turner, 11. Thomas Bryant, who has not been used much, he came off the bench and had 11 points. He had 4 points previously in this series. Played a little bit against the Cavs. Had one game of 20-plus minute against the Bucks, but has not played a ton. And so it was almost as if the Pacers were, at some points in the series, flaunting the Knicks with their depth. Because they would go deeper, and then the Knicks finally said, all right, we kind of need to go deeper. We'll get Landry Shamet some minutes. We'll get DeLon Wright some minutes. And then the Pacers are like, all right, well, we're going to go to Tony Bradley some games. We're going to go to Jairus Walker now. We're going to go to Thomas Bryant, and he'll have 3 threes in this game for the big man. So this was a very Pacers kind of win where they get it from everybody. Everybody contributes as much as they need to. Everybody contributes a little bit. All seven of those guys that put up double figures, they all hit at least 2 3-pointers. So they kill you from there when they're shooting right, when they're on. The shooting was great, 51% overall. They were 54% overall, 51% on threes, and 85% from the line. They played quick as they do. They had a 23-6 edge in fast break points through three quarters, at which time they led 92-77. They sprung loose 18 Knicks turnovers, which led to 34 of Indiana's points. So everybody contributing in a way, even guys that didn't put up double figures for them, still chipping in as needed. TJ McConnell getting in the action with some rebounds and assist. Benedict Mathurin getting some shots up and going to the line. Ben Shepherd, 20 minutes, more of a kind of distributing effort, but they all contributed in some way, and it was a really good example of what this team is and how they come to play each and every night. And I think what's interesting so far about seeing any preview of the NBA Finals is the preview is, yes, we know the ratings. Because these are not the largest markets in the world. So thus, they don't have the biggest fan bases in the world. I think that's fair to say. But everybody says, yes, comma, but this is an exciting series. The Thunder are expected to win, and maybe quick. But we are going to see how Indiana, in their depth and their great defense and their quick offense, matches up with Oklahoma City Thunder, who almost, in a way, do what Indiana does well in every category, but just a little better. Defensively, a little better. Maybe offensively, a little better. And then if you look at their superstars, both teams here, it's a battle of the point guards, Tyrese Haliburton and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Shai's better. You know, Tyrese has been great. Shai's better. So the Oklahoma City Thunder and Indiana Pacers may be following a similar blueprint, but both teams are going to be giving us a good look at what it's like for this team that kills everybody's momentum, faces a team that is really good at also killing everybody's momentum. So it's going to be really fascinating to see. Unfortunately, we've got a few days left for any of it. The Stanley Cup starts on Wednesday, and the NBA Finals start on Thursday, which will give us plenty of time to kind of get our bearings straight and see how this one is going to play out. Now, how will this one play out? The big thinking from people is that it's going to be, as I mentioned, a quick series. The odds makers say the most likely outcome is Thunder in five, about 2-1 odds for the Thunder to win in five. The next likely outcome is a Thunder sweep. The next likely outcome is Thunder in six. The next likely outcome is Thunder in seven. And then you get to Pacers in six, Pacers in seven, Pacers in five, Pacers sweep. So it's about 2-1 odds that the Thunder win in five or even a sweep. And it's about 50-1 odds that Indiana comes along and gets a sweep. Now, the game will start, the series will, in Oklahoma City. And if the Pacers can get one, I think that'll dictate how this goes. The Pacers have stolen games on the road before in these playoffs. The Pacers have stolen games just outright with some of their comebacks. They're on a stretch and a run here like we've never seen. With these comebacks in the final minute, there's so many stats where teams are 987-0 in this setting with this much time, is these many points, and then, nope, the Pacers are now the one in that equation as they've been able to buck so many trends here in these playoffs. So again, that starts on Thursday. For what it's worth, the likely scenarios for the Stanley Cup are a lot more all over the board. The most likely scenario for the Stanley Cup, according to oddsmakers, is the Oilers in seven, and then the Panthers in six, and then the Panthers in seven, and then the Oilers in six. So we're expecting a long, drawn-out series in hockey, but maybe not so much in the NBA. The Thunder, minus 570 in this series. The Pacers, plus 430. That means the Thunder have an 85% chance or so of making it to the podium as the NBA champions. They've already lost one final, though, this year. They did lose the NBA Cup to the Milwaukee Bucks. I'd like to remind you of that. Both of these teams are coming in hot as well. So say what you want about Oklahoma City. Say what you want about Indiana. Since January 1st, these are the best two teams. Since January 1st, the Pacers are 46-18. Since January 1st, the Oklahoma City Thunder are 53-13. Does that lead to give us a long series? We will see. But these are the two teams that have been playing the best, at least in the calendar year of 2025. What's interesting is when they did play each other, the Thunder won both games, 132-111, and then the first game was 120-114. What's interesting about that first game is these teams were not featured on Christmas Day. So for the first time since 2007, the NBA Finals is going to feature two teams who did not play on Christmas Day. The Christmas Day lineup was Spurs versus Knicks, was Mavs versus Timberwolves, Sixers versus Celtics, Lakers versus Warriors, and then Nuggets versus Suns. So you can see the star power there. You can see some of the rivalries and some of the playoff implications, also getting a team like New York on there and getting a guy like Victor Wembanyama on there. So you could like justify those matchups. But for the first time since 2007, the finals is going to feature two teams who did not play on Christmas Day, the marquee day in the NBA. Yes, the NFL has kind of taken it over, but it is still a big day for the NBA. What's interesting about that is the NBA had this matchup in front of them and did not know it because the first meeting between the Thunder and the Pacers this season was on December 26th. So we could have had, and again, you put a Thunder-Pacers game on Christmas, people are like, well, what's going on? You know, why these two? But Spurs and Knicks, I mean, what's going on? What I remember about that is that was the Disney game, and we were watching Daffy Duck, I think, or Goofy score. I watched that broadcast. I don't know why, but my kid was into it, although now he tells me he hates Mickey. You know, he's 5.5. But that was on December 26th, so just one day after Christmas, the annual showcase of NBA games. So Thunder and Pacers coming up on Thursday, and again, we will preview that here in a few minutes, a little more with Sean Powell, NBA.com. That, of course, means that the two teams that made that trade for each other, the Timberwolves and the Knicks, both out. I think a lot of people were interested into seeing that final because of the trade, and now it is yet to be. Carlos, you are in New York. How is the city? Is it still standing? I know people were really getting excited, but things seem to have fallen apart for this Knicks team. And now I'm seeing a lot of like Fire Tibbs or Trade Cat or a lot of nonsense coming.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of nonsense for sure for people to, you know, drum up clicks and get their engagement on. But I am actually surprised to see a lot more sane and rational Knicks fans that say, hey, you know what? Listen, take a step back. This loss sucks. You know, we were recalibrated expectations a little bit after that Boston series. But, yo, if you could sign up to beat and eliminate the Boston Celtics in the second round, get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and be 6 wins away from the championship, I think a lot of Knicks fans would have signed up for that, considering they were the dregs of the dregs in the NBA for the last, what, 25 years. And this is really the first year that this team has done it. There's still a chemistry to be had. You know, they still need to learn each other's playing tendencies. And this is the first time that Thibodeau has had this iteration of a team. Cat's first year, Mikal Bridges' first year as the Knicks. So, you know, Jalen Brunson, he's proved for the last couple years that he is that dude, but they still needed time to gel together. And they got within 6 wins of a championship. All in all, that's very impressive. So there's a lot of fans that are at peace with what happened, while understanding that there's room to grow and they need to round out the rest of the roster, that it is very top-heavy. If they can get some bench players a la like the Pacers have, then, all right, then you can start to recalibrate expectations and not just wish that they get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, but for them to win the Eastern Conference Finals and eventually get and win the finals.
Yeah, the finals are going to be interesting, and I know that a lot of Knicks fans would have maybe taken it. I don't know if you told them you're going to lose to the Pacers again, that they'd be thrilled. But for me, somebody who's been, you know, really clawing at Indiana and trying to find holes in their game, everything was made worth it when Pascal Siakam won the Eastern Conference Finals MVP
so good.
By a 5-4 margin. And as they were saying, the Eastern Conference MVP is Tyrese Haliburton, starts walking up to the podium, snapping his chest, giving a smile, and they say Pascal Siakam and his face just freezes. All of it worth it for that moment. As long as they lose in the finals, of course. Of course. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We will break down this matchup. Should be a great one. With Sean Powell of NBA.com, he'll join us next on The Bart Winkler Show.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show that the Thunder Radio Network call and the Pacers Radio Network call is the two teams, the Thunder and the Pacers, set to kick off the NBA Finals on Thursday of this week. First time since 2007, a matchup of two teams that did not play on Christmas Day, but interestingly enough, they did play the day after Christmas. The matchup was right there in front of the NBA, and they did not realize it, but now it will be seen. Pacers and Thunder. Sean Powell, NBA.com, joining us here for a few moments on the Bart Winkler Show. I think when watching the Pacers, and Sean, thanks for a couple of minutes. When watching the Pacers, you know, last year, they beat Milwaukee and they were kind of hurt. They beat New York and they were kind of hurt. And then the Celtics took care of them. And then this year, they play Milwaukee and they're kind of hurt. Then they play the Cavs and there's a couple injuries. But then the Cavs go to full strength and the Pacers dominate. And then the Knicks are at full strength. And the Pacers, you know, they won in six, but they had the Knicks figured out for the most part. This is a team, I think, for me personally, in my expectations of them, I keep putting goalposts up, and they keep moving it every time and blasting through whatever criticism I have of them. This is a good team that can answer the momentum that other teams bring them. That being said, do they have a shot against the Thunder?
Well, yeah, they have a shot because, you know, they're here and they're a good team. They've got a player who's not afraid to have the ball in the moment of truth, not afraid to take the big shot, not afraid to miss that shot and have to deal with all the fallout. No. I'm talking, of course, about Tyrese Halliburton. And they're a better defensive team than they were last year. They're a very efficient offensive team. Having said that, if you ask me to have a shot, okay, I'll give them a shot. But I look at Oklahoma City over the last 7 or 8 months, and I have to pay attention to what my eyes have told me. My eyes have told me that this team is dominant, won 68 games, have the best play, well, MVP in the NBA, and they have very few weaknesses. They've dominated the NBA all season, and there's no reason why they won't dominate the NBA Finals.
You know, I think if the Pacers are going to win this series, they're going to have to at some point win a game in Oklahoma City where they've been very good in the playoffs. The average margin, I forget the number, but it's like 20-something points of victory at home. They did lose that one to Denver where they were, you know, being cute with the three-point situation fouling up three. They're just so good at home, and I think that Indiana's going to have to try to beat them there, which Sean might, I mean, again, both of these like cities and arenas are really tough places to play, but Oklahoma's home court advantage has been very telling to me.
Yeah, well, Oklahoma City wasn't so good a couple years ago at home when they were a lousy team. So one reason why they're good at home, because they're the best team in the NBA. And the other thing about home court advantage, I don't think it means that much the deeper you go in the playoffs, because usually the last four teams standing or the last two teams standing tend to play well on the road. I would imagine that no matter how this series turns out, you can have all these games on Mars, and I think they're going to turn out the way they turn out. You made a great point about the margin of victory for Oklahoma City at home, no question about it. But again, I think that's probably more of a reflection of how good they are, more so than the home court. Now, I will say this, and people argue with me when I tell them, to go to a game in Oklahoma City is amazing. It really is. First of all, the fans are devoted. They wear those playoff T-shirts, and every fan puts them on. You know, you see some of these playoff T-shirts. But you go to Oklahoma City, and those fans are devoted. It's the only game in town. They're loud. They're on their feet. And I will say that's one of the better places to watch an NBA game. It's in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Sean, I'm in Milwaukee, and the Bucks gave up trying to give out shirts. Now they just give out towels because for some reason it's not cool to wear a playoff shirt, even though when you see Oklahoma City on TV, it, It is cool if everybody does it, but we can't get that going here where I'm at. Sean Powell, NBA.com, joining us. So, again, to win the finals, you got to win four games. I think that Indiana can win some games, but to win four is going to prove difficult. As you mentioned, Oklahoma City, the best team. What do the Pacers need to do? Is it about they go how Halliburton goes? Is it they got to just rely on their depth? Because one thing with their depth is they can bring guys in and go all out for 15 minutes and not be afraid of fouling out and play physical because they've got a bunch of them. And I think the deeper that the Knicks finally started to go, then the Pacers are even going a little deeper. And, you know, having a guy like Thomas Bryant the other day step up and the contributions they get from Mathurin or McConnell or Toppin or Shepard even. I mean, it's pretty amazing that they're, what their depth is, that's got to factor into the equation if they're going to get this done.
Well, before we start talking about the depth, you have to talk about their two best players, that's Siakam and Halliburton. First of all, Halliburton can't disappear. You know, he had a couple games during the playoff series where he was just a non-factor. He just disappeared. And, of course, he came back the next game and was tremendous. Well, he can't take any games off this series because they're just not going to win. You know, as efficient offensively as the Pacers are, when Halliburton disappears and he's not making those passes, he's not hitting shots, it puts a lot of pressure on those bench players. And those bench players, they're bench players for a reason. They're not used to having the ball and being volume shooters. So Halliburton's got to come through. Siakam was, of course, the MVP in the Eastern Conference Finals. The same thing with him. These guys have got to bring their A game every night. The Oklahoma City comes at you in droves and droves, and you cannot afford to take a game off. This series, if Indiana wins this series, it's, you know, their bench, of course, they have to contribute. But they're going to have to win this series because their star players have to outplay Oklahoma City's star players, and that's not going to be easy.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the MVP. Jalen Williams is great. Chet Holmgren's been good. I think what's going to happen is there's a lot of people who are aware that Oklahoma City is good, that have seen the record, that have watched some of these playoff games, but if they sit down and watch the series, they're just going to realize how good they are and how good SGA is as well. Is it we see these post-game interviews, you know, where they're always together and it's like six of them at a time. Is it the chemistry that makes them that good? Does that help, or is it just a bunch of good players playing good basketball?
You know, that's a great question. And I kind of asked that of some people in the organization. Sam Presti, general manager. By the way, I'm the CEO of the Sam Presti Fan Club. I think he's done an outstanding job as general manager. But just look at the age of the team. I mean, the average age is 24 years old. So the one reason why they all like each other is because they can all relate to each other. They listen to the same music. They dress the same way. They hang out the same places. They're young guys. And, you know, most of them haven't really even started a family yet. I mean, compare that to some other potential championship teams which have a mixture of veterans and young players and things like that. But in Oklahoma City, one reason why they like each other, other than the fact that, you know, it's a team and, you know, you want to win, you have the same goals and everything, that they have so much in common. So when I see them with their group interviews and being very complimentary to each other, and they want each other to succeed, I don't get the sense of jealousy or anything like that. I think it all starts with the fact that they're all part of one tribe. And the reason why is because of their youth. Average age, 24 years old.
Now, the teams that are in the finals, of course, the Thunder and the Pacers, beating the Timberwolves and the Knicks. And I think for a lot of these teams that have gotten knocked out, you look at, okay, how do they return? And a lot of teams are in the same kind of situation where, well, we've got guys that we've got. Adding guys is going to be tough because of the new CBA. So we kind of got to roll the dice again, unless we want to do something crazy, if we can even find a way to do something crazy. The Timberwolves, they got to see if Randall's going to opt in. The Knicks, there's a lot of discussions about doing something either wild or just kind of running it back. Which of those two teams do you think is a better shot of getting to a finals maybe next year? The Timberwolves, two straight years in the Western Conference Finals, but it does seem like that is where they're plateauing. And then the Knicks, you know, they make this trade on the eve of camp, and typically trades on the eve of camp don't work out where you go to the conference finals. You still got chemistry to build, but they were able to at least get there. Is there a team who you think is in a better spot right now between those two?
Well, my assessment about the Knicks is going to be very quick. Just run it back. Give these guys a chance. You know, they haven't really been together very long. Just run it back. That's a good team. Now, as far as Minnesota, I think your assessment of them was very perceptive. I think they've hit their ceiling. And if you look around in the West, Oklahoma City's not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere. I mean, again, average age 24. They've got their main players on the contract for the next 3-4 years. They've got draft capital where they can keep adding to it. They're not going anywhere, right? And then you had the potential of Dallas being very good next year. You had the potential of San Antonio at some point. You know, when they get right, you know, that's going to be a monster right there. So if I'm Minnesota, and this is going to sound crazy, I start rebuilding now. Now, don't wait till Anthony Edwards gets 28, 29. No. I start rebuilding now. They should have never given Rudy Gobert a contract extension last summer. I would have waited. The same thing with Julius Randle. I'm not locking into Julius Randle. He guy can't dribble, you know, and you don't have a point guard. So if I'm Minnesota, Tim Collins, who's an outstanding general manager, I think very seriously about changing that table and changing that table now. Oklahoma City is not going anywhere. You need to change the table, reset, and reload for maybe 2 or 3 years now while Anthony Edwards is still young, still trying to figure it out. Give yourself some cap space and then go ahead. Don't lock into Julius Randle and Naz Reid and then end up the same team you have been the last couple years.
Well, yeah, and to your point with the Knicks, like the West is the West. There's a lot of good teams that didn't make the playoffs that, you know, with the Spurs and what they're going to be. The East, the Cavs will be back at the top. The Celtics lost Tatum. The Bucks, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Giannis and Dame's hurt. Then it's the Knicks and Pacers. So, you know, Detroit's getting better. We'll see what the Sixers end up being, but I don't think that the Magic or Heat or Hawks or Bulls are going to take a leap up. So, you know, outside of the Cavs, this Eastern Conference Finals that we just saw could very well be the Eastern Conference Finals again next year.
Yeah, I totally agree. And with regards to the Celtics, you know, look, they're going to have a big-time financial pinch with the second apron. That's one thing, you know, basketball fans have to keep in mind. It's very tough these days to spend money and keep a team intact. Look at the Milwaukee Bucks, you know, look at the Denver Nuggets, you know, they've won championships, but they haven't been back, right? And those two stars, they're like, you know, pretty soon they're going to be in purgatory where you can't improve the team because you're up against the wall financially. And that's my biggest fear for Minnesota with Anthony Edwards. You know, you keep bringing back the same players and then you're stuck with them and you can't add anything. So, yeah, and that's one reason why I say for the Knicks, run it back. I think Cleveland, you know, they're going to be in a good place also with their players. Boston's got to ask themselves some tough questions because, again, they're not going to be able to improve that team that much because those salaries are huge. That luxury tax is huge. And then all of a sudden, just like what happened in Milwaukee, you know, Drew Holiday's going to get old. Al Horford's going to get old. Some of those key pieces are going to get old. And then there's nothing you can do.
It's going to be an interesting offseason, but we've got a great finals, hopefully, before that happens. And we'll look forward to your work at NBA.com along the way. Sean Powell joining us. Sean, thank you, and we hope to do it again. Enjoy the finals.
Hey, appreciate it.
Sean Powell, NBA.com. A lot of good pieces up there regarding the clash between Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Tyrese Halliburton. The Oklahoma City's Thunder coming back with their young big three and a pretty good finals preview on hand as well. Check that out at the NBA website, which is NBA.com. Not bad. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Bulletin Blitz coming.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yep, recapping a busy weekend. Right now, here is Marco Belletti.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles to the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right, disembodied voice. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show, Infinity Sports Network. All your great local affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 375, or maybe you're listening later on the free Odyssey app / podcast. It is Monday, June 2nd, 2025. And we will start here. The NBA Finals are set. The Pacers knocked out the Knicks 125-108 in Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Finals from Indianapolis. Pascal Siakam, your MVP for the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show. So, it's going to be Oklahoma City versus Indiana because that's how the NBA wants to market it. It's not the Thunder versus Pacers. Here is Oklahoma City head coach Mark Daigneault, says he's got great respect for Rick Carlisle, Pacers head coach.
He's just got an unbelievable life in basketball. When you look at all the things he's experienced in his playing career and then in his assistant coaching career and his head coaching career, he's forgotten more about the game than most of us have seen. So I have a lot of respect for him.
All right. I just don't like that expression. I just don't like it. And also, he knows more basketball on his pinky than you ever could. Rick Carlisle, though, we may need to have a conversation about Rick Carlisle's place in history.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is a guy that I wanted the Bucks to hire, but they went a different direction.
Rick Carlisle has been with the Pacers now since 2021. Previously was with the Pacers before that. Was also with the Dallas Mavericks. Won a title there. He's got a chance to win a finals with two different teams. Only a few guys have done that. Maybe three. Maybe four. It is not a very likely thing. The first run he had with Indiana, you know, they keep running into LeBron, as everybody in the East did. But Dallas, he took that team to the title in 2011, and then Indiana playing well now. So this will be a good matchup because you also got Mark Daigneault, who's gone his way through the Thunder system with the G League and now this team, and he's getting better. So both of these coaches, I think, very deserving of any praise that will be heaped upon them the next couple of weeks here.
Yeah, for sure. And let's hear from Rick Carlisle. He says the Thunder are going to be a hell of a challenge.
We understand the magnitude of the opponent. Oklahoma City has been dominant all year long, with capital letters in the word dominant. Defensively, they're, you know, historically great, and they got all kinds of guys that can score. It's two teams that have similar structures, you know, slightly different styles, but Oklahoma's playing faster this year. I think it's has the makings of a great series.
Well, Indiana needs to play fast as well, because Oklahoma plays fast, but when Indiana can play fast, they're just as good. I believe they're 11-0 in the playoffs when pushing their total north of 110 points. So if they can do that, that would be good. I'm not sure if that stat is about Indiana or Oklahoma City. Can I tell you what my holdup is?
Sure.
Okay. So what was Indiana's record in the regular season?
Oh, of course, that's information I have off the top of my head.
They were 50-32. Okay, so I'm reading this article from NBA.com, and it says, Oklahoma City plays the league's most physical and smothering defense, the sort of the refs can't call every foul style that stymie opponents competitively and mentally. Indiana just demonstrated how potent it can be when it plays fast, attacks both inside and out, and pushes its total north of 110 points. Parentheses, 11-0 in the playoffs so far when doing that, 52-23 in the regular season. So it's written as if that is about Indiana, but I think that's about Oklahoma City.
Word.
Anyway, the point is both of these teams are going to try to play fast. Sorry to show my work there, but I felt like I needed to.
Well, your algebra teacher will be very proud. Let's go to the losing side, since we're probably not going to hear from the Knicks for quite a while longer after this. I'd say the moratorium on the Knicks funeral ends today. Here's Jalen Brunson. He's asked if this team is good enough to win a championship.
The most confidence. Overconfident. Seriously. There's not an ounce of any type of doubt that I'm not confident with this group.
The thing that they need to do the most is just get them to all play together in a way that benefits the team as a whole. What I mean by that is Karl-Anthony Towns, good. Jalen Brunson, good. The two-man game could use a little bit of work. Only five times in the Eastern Conference Finals on the 34 assists that Brunson had, only five of those went to Towns.
Oof.
And Brunson's assist per game went down with each and every series. So finding Towns and playing together, because a lot of times when they had big games, it was like independent of the other one. But they've got to find a way to maximize their usage on court together. And I think running it back probably is the right option for them. Again, this was a trade made at the end of the offseason, and essentially the beginning of the preseason. And for them to find the amount of chemistry that they did, they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. It needs to be celebrated in a way. Luka goes to the Lakers, they get bounced in the first round. So it really is a testament as to what they were able to do, but now you just got to run it back and get a whole offseason behind you.
Yeah, I'm not in the camp of fire Tibbs. I know a lot of Knicks fans are saying that right now because of the adjustments that he made late, getting to his bench late. That's the one criticism I say you can have as a Knicks fan. Don't get rid of him. You run it back. But he's got to open up that circle of trust a little bit more because, you know, Landry Shamet and some of these other guys, they actually had a little bit of juice. So maybe that's the, you know, the criticism that Tibbs has had his entire career. I haven't seen him when he was coaching my team in the Bulls. Let's get one more in here because if there's anything that the NBA loves more than the product itself is the drama off of the court. Let's go to Charles Barkley. He's asked on the Dan Patrick Show, what's going to be the differences between ESPN's inside the NBA and TNT's?
Okay, but does the show look like the show? It's just, it's inside the NBA, but it's on ESPN. Is that how you're like positioning this?
Dan, we don't even know.
Okay, all right.
That's one of the reasons I was waiting, like, yeah, I don't know what we're doing. And then TNT is trying to do something stupid behind the scenes. We taped a pilot about a month ago, and it was the stupidest I've ever seen in my life.
They taped a show where they couldn't use highlights. Like, they taped a, like, they would be on a different night. Because we don't know how much they're going to be on. We don't know when Scott Van Pelt's going to do the post game. We don't know when they're going to use Malika Andrews and the crew. ESPN saying we're going to use these guys a lot, and they would have to. They've wanted Charles Barkley for 20 years. They've wanted a show like this for 20 years. It is interesting that the bigger they get, it's like they're sub-licensing Pat McAfee during the day. Now they're sub-licensing inside the NBA. It's like, can they create their own stars anymore? Or is it just going to be pulling from everybody else's stuff? Suddenly the ESPN channel is becoming like a best of all the other channels, which I don't think was their intention when they started 40 years ago broadcasting kickball and loose gymnastics, synchronized swimming. I don't know. All right, we'll be back with some football on the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.